Hi, this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Boilermakers. Boilermakers. Ladies and shitheads, welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronello. This is Skid Row Studios. This is 800-893-9562 if you want to call us. 800-893-9562. It's St. Patrick's Day today. What does that mean to you?
Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Nah, I'm not Irish.
No, neither am I.
Yeah.
But there's liquor here.
Yeah, we can drink. I mean, that's the best thing about it.
We're going to drink.
That's good. I'm into it.
Cheyenne's Irish.
Is she Irish? Are you Irish?
No way. I don't believe that for a second.
Oh, all right.
Anyways, we're playing. We got some stuff going on today. We're playing the Newlyweds game.
Yeah. On St. Patrick's Day.
On St. Patrick's Day. It makes sense. It's cacophony, right?
Fuck it.
All right. Fuck it. Exactly. A lot of things happened this week. We got a lot of new music. But what sucks most is Scott Ashton from The Stooges died.
Yeah, that was big.
So we're going to start this bit off with some music, and then we're going to end it with Stooges doing Loose, just as a tribute. On Rodney's show, we played like a whole block. It was awesome. It was like 25 minutes of nothing but old school Stooges.
That's great.
I was in heaven, but very sad at the same time. Yeah. It was super bittersweet. But on a lighter note, Wayne Knight, the actor who plays Newman on Seinfeld... Somebody said that he died in a tractor accident or something over the weekend, and he's alive. Newman lives.
Alive and well.
So, in tribute of Newman, we have some Wayne Knight clips later on. But let's get into some music. We're going to start off with a song called Cocaine. It's got Nick Offerman in the video by Fiddlar. But first off, you know, Gordon Ramsay, we all like to cook here. And in the spirit of cooking, later we have a recipe of ours for... I guess a car bomb. It's St. Patrick's Day. Oh. But instead of an Irish car bomb, it's a cacophony car bomb. And Alex, you're going to try it as soon as we make it. You're going to be our guinea pig.
All right.
Yeah, you'll like it, I think.
I still have to drive, though.
That's okay. I think you'll be all right.
Okay.
I think you'll be all right. Let's hit the tunes, but let's hear some sex tips from Gordon Ramsay first. Yeah? Let's do it.
I'm going to give you some pointers for the big night. So if you're feeling adventurous, follow this. You need a really nice, robust tart. What we're looking for is a really nice, broad, the most popular bird in the country, flexible body, semi-firm breasts, but quite bouncy. And then just lift up the skirt, and they get excited, so they look wet. Open up the legs, two beautiful thighs, three fingers, get your hand, and almost treat your hand like a sort of whisk. Push your fingers in there, and it's nice and moist. And smelling very fragrant. And that confirms she's ready for up and down motion. That's not rocket science, is it? That's common sense.
Yeah! This is JP.
Brian.
Thor. We are Retox. Pint of
Cacophony.
I know.
Just go.
Tongue tied.
Listening to A Pint of Cacophony.
You know,
I thought you were stupid, friend. But I underestimated you. You were a total freaking retard.
Whiskey in this drink. It's not just beer. Oh, yeah. Welcome to A Pint of Cacophony. Wow, that kicked in right there.
Got you by surprise?
Yeah, my name's Dan Patronillo. This is Skid Row Studios. It's St. Patty's Day. I heard you're not supposed to say Patty.
Why?
I don't remember. Everybody got, like, super pretentious about this one this year.
I don't know.
Oh, shit. We got a caller.
Yeah, you got to call Dan.
Put him up.
He's on.
Hello?
Hey,
how's it going? Hey, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
What can I do for you?
First time caller, long time listener.
Oh, yeah?
Could I request a song?
Yeah, you want to request a song? What do you want to hear?
Oh, wow.
Could do Alabama Movies by Skating Polly.
You like that?
Do and then do like a sign off for me, like say like something cool.
For you, what do you want me to say? I'll write it down.
I feel like this song's for you, Travi Boy, or something cool like that.
All right,
I'm on the radio right now, or
yeah. So this song's for you, Travi Boy.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Hey.
Am I still on the phone?
Yeah, you're still on the phone. You can. You can hang up now. Hold on. This song's for you, Travy Boy?
That works, yeah.
Travy Boy.
Am I on the radio right now?
You're on the radio
right
now.
You sure are, buddy.
How does it feel? How does it feel?
Dude, it's super weird. Normally when I, request something, on Radio Disney or something, you just, request a song, and then you,
Radio Disney.
Radio Disney, that's what you like?
Yeah, do you I used to request the Hamster Dance. Remember that song?
on Radio Disney? Yeah, I know the Hamster Dance.
That was pretty cool. I stayed up, I stayed up real late, and I requested it. That's cool. I'm on the radio, right? This is a private thing, or
no, we're talking on the radio, Travy Boy.
That's cool. That's cool. So thanks for playing my song. Are you playing it right now, or
no? This is Enya right now, but we're gonna get to it. I promise. But
you're playing Enya?
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about your worst drunk story at St. Patty's Day?
Wait, I don't have a drunk story.
Yeah, you gotta have one. You've never been drunk in your entire life?
Nah. I can't think of a story though.
Okay.
Are you crying?
Let's start here. Have you ever gotten drunk?
One time, me and Dan got super drunk one time.
Okay, tell us that story.
He fell over a couch and then fought a tree.
Okay.
No, that.
What's wrong? What's wrong? That happened.
Am I still on the radio? Or
yes, you're on the radio.
No, but when I called before, I was talking to the guy.
Yeah,
he was like, hey, the song's still playing. And he's like, but you'll talk to him right now. Am I doing that part, or is it?
You're on the air, sir.
You moron, man. Let's play your song. How about that? You want to hear your song? Will that make you happy?
Cool. Yeah. Happy Valentine's.
This is St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Everyone, have a good one. Have a safe. Remember, have a safe one. Don't drink and drive.
Thanks, man. This song's for you, Travy Boy. Alabama movies by Skating Bully. Bye, Travis.
You too.
Bye. I love you. Sometimes. We'll be right back.
You shouldn't use my name.
You know what I said? Dodson! Dodson! We've got Dodson here! See, nobody cares. Nice hat. What are you trying to look like? A secret agent?
750. On delivery, 50,000 more for each viable embryo. That's 1.5 million if you get all 15 species off the island.
Oh, I'll get them all.
Remember, viable embryos. They're no use to us if they don't survive.
Oh, how am I supposed to transport them?
Bottom screws open.
It's
cool to compartmentalize.
You got so that's great.
Customs can even check it if they want to.
Let me see.
Go on. It has enough coolant inside for 36 hours.
No menthol?
Yeah.
calling out your bullshit. That's bullshit by Well Hung Heart. Deep Valley doing Bad for My Body, and then a request for Skating Polly doing Alabama Movies. It was a pleasure to actually play them on Rodney's show on K-Rock last night.
Yeah.
It's cool to see that happen for them, so we'll definitely be playing them along. Yeah, Skating, the ones we talked to them at South by Southwest last week. Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
There's two girls. Anyways, we're playing the Newlyweds game.
There it is.
Oh, hi guys.
You got to do the Chuck Woolery voice.
I can't do the Chuck Woolery voice. But we got a couple couples here, three to be exact. Intern Cheyenne, her lovely boyfriend is here, Anthony. We got Charles.
My lovely partner.
Yeah, that's Alex's partner. They're together in the couple. We got Josh.
This only tells
and our friend Anna. Oh, yeah. We'll get to the girls later, but right now we have the boys. How's it going, guys? How you doing?
Great. Pretty good.
Everybody say hello. How you feeling?
Hello. Great. It's good.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Decent St. Patty's.
All right, so let's do this. We had a questionnaire that we passed around before this show, and everybody answered these questions personally. Now, I'm going to ask you those same questions that we all got, but about your mate. And let's see if you can get anything right or agree on a single thing. And if you do, you get a point, and if you don't, you get nothing. But we'll get to what happens after that later. So let's hit the questions. We're going to start with Anthony. These questions are regarding Cheyenne.
I just think that
what can we do with a drunken sailor? Let's see. Ah, can you name the other person's sexual fantasy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Let's hear it.
She likes to talk about the beach a lot.
I'll give it to you. Have sex at the beach while the sun sets.
Yeah.
She said that last time, too.
I know. That's unfair because we've asked her that before.
No, technically she said to have sex at the beach in the daytime.
On the lifeguard tower. While the dogs were shitting next to them. And the kids were playing in the water.
Oh, yeah, the dogs were there.
It's really fucked up, but we won't go there again. Where was the first place you guys had sex?
The first place we had sex was in her car next to... like a little playground thing. It was kind of like a park.
Playground.
It was like a park.
Yeah. In my car at the park. That's
thank you.
Point two. You guys are nailing it. Wow. Holy shit, two for two. How would you rate your partner's morning breath on a scale from 1 to 10? 10 being terrible.
Hers, honestly, it's like a 2.
Wrong. It's actually a 5. Ooh. No, wait, shit. She wrote 6.
She got
bad morning breath. Well, I guess you can deal with it, but yeah, I guess you don't get a point for that, so I'm sorry. Sucks for being a nice guy, huh? What celebrity does your spouse most resemble?
That is, like, hard.
What? It's hard?
Pass on.
You pass?
I do not know. Yes, I do not know.
You can't pass.
You can't pass. You have to take a guess. You have to. I have her answer. Make it fast, Anthony.
I don't know. I'm going to say Cameron Diaz.
You can't. Cameron Diaz? What the fuck? All right. Well, she wrote Snooki, so you don't get a point either. Snooki and Cameron Diaz. It's pretty different.
If you
wait, 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 wait. So are we talking about the old Snooki or are we talking about the now Snooki?
It doesn't matter. Okay. Where's the most bizarre place you have made whoopee?
Me? I have to say in her mom's car, in her mom's truck.
Oh.
That's point three.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
I wonder if you guys, the other two, are going to like do as good. This is, you're doing not too bad. Okay, what were each of you wearing on your first date, including your chonies?
Oh, I know this. I know this.
All right, let's hear it.
It was like... I don't know how to say it, but it was... I know she was wearing a black top. On top of that, she was wearing this, like, white blouse. It was, like, a see-through thing. She was also wearing leggings. And on top of that, she was wearing polka dot underwear.
I got jeans, black panties, black tank top, lace black, and beige cardigan.
That's different.
That's pretty different. You were close, like... What?
Oh. You don't want to know.
All right, we're going to give you 3 points and move the fuck on.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Enjoy your beer. Kidding. Josh, it's your turn.
Uh-oh.
These questions are regarding Anna. Can you name the other person's sexual fantasy?
My best guess is have sex in the bathroom of a Queens of the Stone Age concert.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty badass, but it's wrong. She wrote in the kitchen.
Very simple.
Makes sense.
While she's cooking for you. While she's cooking for you.
Stone Age idea is really awesome, though.
All right, where was the first place you guys had sex?
My bed.
Oh. There's a sweet part to this answer. She wrote his bed 1 year ago today.
Oh. On St. Patrick's Day, hey.
Yeah. I'll give that point to you. That's one for sure. What celebrity does your mate most resemble?
Do I think she looks like?
Yeah.
Katie Sackhoff.
Katie Sackhoff. I was supposed to look this up. Who the fuck is that?
She played the new Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did.
Yeah.
All right, right on. She wrote Avril Lavigne. it says Avril, but I'm guessing that's what that means, right?
That's so
good. Give
gross.
Me a nod if I'm
I
correct.
Would never have sex
yes,
with Avril
Anna,
Lavigne.
Yes. Avril Lavigne, is that what you're talking about?
I would never have sex with Avril Lavigne.
Why not? She's very good looking.
So everything has to be so complicated. Yeah.
Where's the most bizarre place you've made whoopee?
I'm going to guess she said my brother's bed.
No. Oh, she's freaking out over there. She wrote the floor.
The floor?
She wrote the floor.
What specific floor, though?
I don't know.
On the floor?
What were each of you wearing on your first date, including your chonies? So her chonies.
What's she wearing now?
No, you got, don't look.
Okay, I think she was wearing a olive drab sweater thing with a Clash t-shirt on the back of it that's pinned or whatever to the back of it.
All right, I got blue high-waisted shorts.
What?
Beige top with brown undershirt, black bra, and chonies. So that you got one
that.
Point,
that's
Josh.
Way
off. Yeah.
What the hell?
I feel like she could cheat when they come in. Maybe she can make that up for you guys.
Maybe.
Charles, well, let's talk about your mate, Alex.
This only tells me that I need to get a girlfriend. I need a girlfriend.
Seriously.
Girls, can
Seriously?
You
hear me?
Can you name Alex's sexual fantasy?
Yes.
What is it?
It's to be on top of an elephant going through a safari expedition.
No, it's on the balcony of a Vegas balcony. On the balcony of a Vegas balcony.
Hotel.
When the fuck did
I meant
you
write hotel.
This?
You lied, dude.
Where was the first place you had sex?
Me
and you?
They're blushing.
It was at
the premiere of Brokeback Mountain.
No, it was at a Queens of Stone Age concert.
No, it was not a Queens of Stone Age concert. He rode a random van. How would you rate your partner's morning breath on a scale from 1 to 10? 10 being terrible.
5. It smells like pickles and onions.
No, he wrote, it doesn't matter. I kiss him good morning every day.
Oh my God.
You come off looking like an asshole right now. What celebrity does your spouse most resemble?
You better get this, man. I'm gonna cry if you don't.
A Mexican Bill Hicks.
Oh, that's a good one.
No. Dude, all right. He wrote Danny Zuko from Greece.
Very
okay.
true.
Yes,
very true.
I can see that.
I can see
Where's
that.
Where's the most bizarre place you've made whoopee?
At a Queens of Stone Age concert.
In the hallway of my parents' house?
What?
Alex?
I've done that, yeah. And the parents of her parents.
Oh
well,
God.
In the hallway.
Oh, my God.
But with Charles?
No. Well, yeah. In the name of this
what
game.
What were each of you wearing on your first date, including your chonies? Not each of you. What was he wearing?
He was wearing a Def Leppard shirt.
No, buttonfly jeans, a nice shirt, and Batman underwear.
Ooh, Batman.
Damn.
I would never wear a Def Leppard.
I just want to point out.
Neither would I.
Let's go to a song break, and we'll bring the girls in and finish this shit up.
Hey, nobody got to hear what Anna's breath is like.
We're about to. We're about to. They're coming in. This is the shrine.
Oh.
Demo. You got the touch. Take 7. Excuse me, Ruth.
You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah. After all is said and done, you never walk, you never run, you're a winner.
you think the bass is taken away from the vocal?
No, not really. Maybe. It sounds balanced to me.
It's definitely taken away from my vocal. Just to take the bass down and bring up the vocal. Okay, let's do it, Nick. You heard him.
Sharpen your blade.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patrinello. This is SkidRowStudios.com. Wow. How about that? Did you like that? I thought in spirit of this joyous holiday that some people give a shit about and some people don't. That was Ween doing the Blarney Stone. And before that was The Shrine doing The Duke. The cool thing about that song is the lyrics are actually written by Chuck Tikowski from Black Flag and Chuck Tikowski Sextet. That's really badass. But you know what? Now we got the girls here from the wedding, the wedding game, the newlyweds game. Cheyenne and Anna.
Hello.
How you guys doing?
Very well.
Good. Almost there.
Are you guys like,
yeah, make it sound.
Let's go over the score real quick. So Cheyenne's team with you and Anthony, you guys are in the lead. You have 3 points.
Okay.
Anna, you and Josh have 1 point.
Yes.
And Charles and Alex have 0 points.
Are you serious?
You have 0 points.
No surprise there.
Yeah, no surprise there. How do you feel about your man's answers?
Well, you know, I was fairly messed up, you know, writing mine, so I really don't blame him. So.
I gotta give him credit.
Why? Because you guys are in the lead? You're all, like, happy now?
No.
Are you, like, on cloud
except
nine?
For, you know, okay, I have to make a clarification. He was right. I was wearing polka dot underwear. It wasn't black. Because I was debating. I even wrote it and I erased it. I wrote polka dots and then I erased it. Watch. Shit. No, I'm serious.
Wait, how did he know?
How did he know?
Oh, she did erase it.
See?
That's trippy.
No, but he totally fucked up on the leggings thing because, like, the first date, he actually set one of my, like, piece of my pants on fire.
On that note, let's talk about Anthony. Cheyenne, okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Can you name the other person's sexual fantasy?
God, you know what? I don't remember. He told me, like, a million times and I don't pay attention.
He told me a million times and I don't pay attention. That sounds fucking romantic.
Oh.
I don't know. Something to do with role playing.
I have at a library.
What?
Yeah, sorry. Where was
really?
Where was the first place you guys had sex? He seemed to get that one right.
It was in my car by a park.
All right, you get another point. You guys are up to 4 now. You guys are kind of kicking ass. How would you rate your partner's morning breath? 1 to 10. 10 being terrible.
2 to 3, maybe.
You get a 5. That's wrong.
5.
What celebrity does he most resemble?
Fuck if I know. I have no idea. I can't even.
You got none?
I got
not even a guess. You got a guess?
I got a guess.
Guess.
For him?
Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman.
That's pretty good.
Pee-wee Herman. I can.
I can see kind of.
a little Pee-wee. He wrote, "I look like one of the boys from Revenge of the Nerds," is what he wrote.
Oh, okay.
It's like Pee-wee Herman.
That's totally like Pee-wee Herman.
Where is the most bizarre place you've made whoopee?
Oh my god! I think the most uncomfortable place would be like my mom's car.
Uncomfortable. The truck is that? Is this
the
mom's
truck?
Okay, that's another point. What were each of you wearing? What was he wearing, including his chonies?
He was wearing that.
The exact same shit. Hold on, but
he wrote
the clothes I'm wearing right now, except the chonies were sports. I'll give it to you. That's 6 points. Anna, you got to fucking own right now.
Oh, God.
You ready?
Yeah.
Can you name the other person's sexual fantasy? I'm sorry, because you don't... Well, yeah, let's hear it.
Some sort of Elvira striptease.
He wrote question mark.
That sounds pretty hot, though.
It says question mark.
That would exactly be it.
Question
I'm
mark.
I'm sorry. Where was the first place you guys had sex?
In his bed today 1 year ago.
Ryan, that's right. You did write that. Okay, how about partner's morning breath on a scale of 1 to 10?
5?
That's the average, because he literally wrote normal 3 after drinking 7. 5 is right there in the middle. I'm going to give it to you.
That's specific.
I'm going to give it to you.
He's right.
He got technical with
Where's
it.
The most bizarre place you've made whoopee? You wrote the floor.
I did write the floor, because... It's not a, I don't know. I would have to say his brother's bed.
He wrote my bed, and then in parentheses, I have roommates. What were each of you wearing? So what was he wearing? Including chonies.
Okay. I know he was wearing a black shirt and black pants and his black leather jacket. That would, I don't know chonies. I would have to guess gray.
He wrote red. That's a three. Well, that's not bad. That's respectable because you're second place. You're second place. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Alex, are you ready to talk about your man, Charles?
All right.
Sexual fantasy, go.
In a van in the desert.
He wrote he always wanted to get frisky on top of an elephant during a day in safari. This is what he said.
For me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a no point.
All right.
Okay. Where was the first place you guys had sex?
In the desert.
No, behind the dumpster of Hooters in Pasadena. Before it closed, it was actually in the dumpster.
Oh, that's romantic.
Okay, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Just kidding.
How would you rate your partner's morning breath on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'll go 8.
That's wrong again. He wrote 5. A straight 5.
Let's be
it's
honest.
Like cotton candy and Bengay.
All right.
What celebrity does he look like?
I'm going to say John Cusack.
He wrote a Mexican Bill Hicks. That's what he fucking
wrote. That's right. I should just...
I think he just like...
He always says that too.
About him?
You should have known.
Where's the most bizarre place you've made whoopee?
At a McDonald's. I don't know.
He wrote, it wasn't the dumpster at Hooters. It was in a kiddie pool while a 16-year-old girl birthday party was going on next door.
See, how was I going to get that?
I don't know. You don't
remember
that shit?
Because you don't know the details of Charles.
That's true.
Was he roofie you before you guys go on dates? Like, come on.
I'm very forgetful.
What were each of you wearing on your first date, including your chonies?
Green flannel, jeans, some Chucks, and Superman underwear.
I was wearing a Def Leppard shirt, and he had a Journey one. But not Steve Perry, period. The Home Depot dude era. Both of us were commando with camo pants.
I forgot.
You don't remember shit.
I forgot.
You know what? Let's play some tunes, and we'll come back, and we'll divvy out the punishments, because I'm pretty sure we know who won. Cheyenne and Anthony won. You can celebrate after these songs. We got Criminal Hygiene doing Grady Get Angry, Poor Sons doing Cool Buzz coming up, and the Coach Whips. Motherfucking Coach Whips doing Extinguish Me. Let's hit it.
D&D tonight. You want to come?
this is John Dwyer, and you're listening to Planet Cacophony.
Welcome back to A Planet Cacophony. My name is Dan Petronil. This is Skid Row Studios. I'll give you the number, but, you know, we're coming closer to an end. So get your calls in if you're going to call us. 800-893-9562. We got our contestants, our losers, our St. Patrick's Day losers.
I still
Josh
love
and
you.
Anna.
I still love you.
Oh.
It's okay.
How adorable.
It's okay. It's
yeah,
okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a punch. Earlier. Did you have fun? This is your first time here.
It was great.
Yeah,
you
had
a
good time. You like this?
Can I come back?
You can always come back whenever you fucking want. Both of you guys, you're always welcome. Your family, your friends of the show.
Yes.
For sure now.
Well, now my heart's melting into a green puddle.
We have a punishment for you though. Since you lost, you have to call a close relative or friend and tell them that Anna's pregnant.
Holy shit!
What?
Oh my god.
I'm sorry that it's just the way it is sometimes.
Wow, fun. I can't wait. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, who do you want to call?
I think I'm going to call my brother Joe.
You're going to call your brother Joe?
Yeah. Hi.
Alex, are you ready to dial some numbers or do you want to?
I'm dialing it right now.
Okay. So he's dialing the numbers. What was your favorite song of the night? Fuck that. Let's talk about St. Patrick's Day.
You know, I loved Travis's.
You like Travis? We haven't talked to that guy since high school.
Lovely talking song. Yes, it was great.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I love spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got the phone dialing. Josh, I want to hear the worst drunk story you have. I know you probably got some ones in your book. We've shared some pretty close ones together. I know that.
Well, a good drunk story you never really remember too much.
Hey guys.
But
yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. His phone's off.
His phone's off. Oh no.
Oh.
Well, why don't we do this then? We're gonna do the Charles and Alex punishment now, and then we'll try and get him back on the phone.
Oh. Wait, we're getting punished too?
You guys lost as well. There's two losers and one winner. Cheyenne and Anthony actually fucking won. Your punishment is very simple.
What?
Last week you guys were the whale noises.
Okay.
Right. So today, you're going to look each other in the eyes and share that one microphone right there.
Come here with me, sweetie.
And as the whales, this is the beluga whale and the orca that you guys did last week. You're going to make love as whales. Let's hear it.
As whales. Here we go.
This is like that fucking first kiss video. Just
fuck her up.
Look into each other's eyes. Okay.
In front of everybody like that?
Yeah,
yeah, in front of everybody.
Right in a sphincter.
Did it get going?
It was like 20 seconds.
All right.
So I guess got on you?
What?
That's a bummer. Anyways, all right, let's play that last song, and then we'll get your brother on. We're going to do this before the show is over. We're going to figure this out. But we went and found Graham Parsons' cremation site in Joshua Tree the other day, and I remember this part where we were, like, driving through the desert, and you got a killer scene there, man, by Queens of the Stone Age came on, and holy crap, it, like, all actually set in. And we're just going to play that one. Stick around. We're gonna call someone's brother and tell them that their sister's pregnant.
Sweet.
Ben, what you've done and the ambitions, you do seriously surprise me.
Thank you, Chef. I was hoping you'd see that. I mean, I'd give it all I got. Give you 110.
You surprise me to how shit you are.
Oh, thank you.
I was expecting more. Hey, maybe you shouldn't have quit your fucking day job so early.
Charles, can you get over to that mic? Come over here for a second. Come over here. Just for a second. Do you remember hearing that song in Joshua Tree? Why the fuck did you make us drive out there? Explain that shit.
Well, it wasn't all just me, so... But we were going to go out and find Graham Parsons' site where his body was cremated by his road manager, Phil Kaufman, at Joshua Tree.
How was that, listening to In My Hour of Darkness the whole way over and then finding it with all the... Yeah, paintings on the walls and everything.
You know, it was pretty fucking cool, I gotta say. You could almost say a spiritual experience.
Spiritual experience. All right, right on. You want to pass those back to Alex? I need him. So we couldn't get a hold of Anna and Josh's brother? It was
yes,
your brother, right?
My brother.
So I decided to, I don't know, maybe let's be a little bit nice. And why don't we just take one for the team? I brought the photographer, Joaquin. He's sitting there. How you doing?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Are you okay being here? Last time you were here, you took pictures, and it was awesome, and then we ruined your favorite show
for
you.
Well, yeah, I mean, dude.
I think he's traumatized right now.
No, because I already
You look really nervous
happen.
Right now. You don't even know.
He does.
There's a couple of meat over there. Don't ruin it. I know.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, I ruined it, but it's...
Don't ruin it.
It's already ruined, dude.
Derek, yeah. How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you excited to be here? You have no...
I was.
You were having fun, and I was like, you're going to sit down and drink this shit.
Yeah.
Do you guys... You don't even know what's coming to you, Josh and Anna.
Nope.
All right, it's St. Patrick's Day, and we didn't really prepare, We didn't have, shamrocks anywhere or some real, I don't know, Irish music, but we figured we can make the best car bomb in town. We put our minds to it. Cheyenne, what'd you put in it?
I added little pieces of a... microwaved potato.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty Irish.
Potato. Some sliced carrots.
Sliced carrots. That's Irish.
Some Pabst because I couldn't find Guinness.
You couldn't find... We couldn't afford Guinness.
Pretty much. I could find it, but I just couldn't afford it, so skipped on that one. And I got an extra ingredient from someone.
Oh, no.
What the hell is that?
I'm not sure, but it's chunky.
Oh, it's corned beef hash in a can.
Yeah.
I can smell it from here.
All right, so we got the blender here. Let's start blending it real quick.
I'm just going to stick this in the cup, and mm-hmm. you guys can hear your fate.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Is that a Jack in a Box cup?
Hell yeah, it's the most durable kind of cup. Are you kidding me?
It's the official sponsor.
So, I got some kind of mess here that I'm going to have to...
They don't make it till you order it.
No, they don't. Neither does Cheyenne.
Yep. All right,
you going to go first and just pass it?
No, I'm the winner.
You did win. You don't have to do anything.
I don't know.
I'll take it.
Please don't. You don't have to do
anything. Oh,
just
like
smoking
food.
Just, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't want to be thrown up. Is that bad?
No, that's great.
No way.
That's fantastic. Oh, my God. No, you just got to try some.
That's true.
You won't live until you try it. You won't live until you try it.
Yeah, I'd say your breath would probably be at a 7 by then.
I don't want to drink it.
Oh, dude.
Come on.
Wait, you have the drink? I thought you were going to scoop it out.
Yeah.
It's liquefied.
There's a trash can right behind you in case an emergency strikes.
This smells like, you mentioned cat food. It's more like a cat who ate cat food and then shat it out in the most liquid form.
Dude. It's like...
Yeah. That's not cool.
It looks like
guava. You know guava juice? Yeah,
it does look
like guava. That to me. Looks like that, but...
Doesn't smell like this.
Why do you guys smell it? I should have blindfolded. your senses would have been off.
I'm like a wine connoisseur, too.
How's it going? You want to swish it around and put it through a little aerator? You're right?
He's not wearing green, but his face is.
All right, if this kills me, make sure that girl knows I actually didn't pull out last week. So.
Damn.
That's a perfect end quote.
Can't do that.
Oh, congrats, you guys. You guys get props. That's our Pint of Cacophony Irish Car Bomb for you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick.
Thanks to everybody, all the couples who participated, and everybody who came, Alex and Charles, who... Yeah, you were my favorite couple, even though you didn't answer.
Yep.
You were the most, I don't know, creative with your romance.
I guess.
They seemed really real.
They seemed really real, more than you guys did, even though you won the most points. We're going to close out with some Tom Waits. This is off his last one. It's just called Bad As Me, because, I don't know, fuck it. Let's do it, and I'll see you guys next Monday. Good night, motherfuckers.
Good night.
Hey.
You're the head on the spear. You're the nail on the cross. You're the fly in my beer. You're the key that got lost. You're the letter from Jesus on the bathroom wall. Your mother superior with only a bra. You're the same, you're the same, you're the same kind of man as me. You're the same kind of man as me. I'm the head on the bed. I'm the coffee instead. I'm the fish that could be.
Say, well, that's good enough for me.
You're the wreath that caught fire. You're the priest of the choir. You bite down on the sheet, but your teeth have been wired. You skid in the rain. You're trying to shift. You're grinding the gears. You're trying to shift. And you're the same kind of bad as me.
No good. I know you take care of all my needs. You're the same kind of bad as me.
I'm the mattress in the back. I'm the old gunny sack. I'm the one with the gun, most likely to run. I'm the car in the weeds. If you cut me, I'll bleed. You're the same kind of bad as me. You're the same kind of bad as me.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.